Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Good evening, I'm Stephen Lane.
And I'm Bobby Norris. Welcome to our Christmas special, where we'll be looking back at some of our favourite Access All Areas interviews from 2022.
It has been quite the year. We've seen three prime ministers and the lettuce outlasting one of them, a new king and the potential death of Twitter.
Blimey, what a year when you put it like that. And what a year for showbiz. Will Smith's Oscar slap, probably become the biggest showbiz news since La La Land, was wrongly announced as best film. We've sadly lost Hollywood legends such as Dame Olivia Newton-John and Angela Lansbury, and the world become gripped over one simple question. Did Harry Styles spit on Chris Pine?
We're all still waiting for the answer to that, I think. And throughout all of this, we've been interviewing reality stars, drag queens, and even the odd musician. So tonight, we will be reminiscing on some of our highlights from this year, including interviews from Brian McFadden, Amber Gill, and Graziano De Prima.
So sit back and enjoy, guys.
We've got Liz and Natasha from Atomic Kitten.
How is everything? How you both been?
Really fab. Yeah, really, really good. We're all just gearing up for this year. It's all gone a bit mad, hasn't it?
Yeah, I've had a lovely January. I've just been at home being mum with the kids, doing me a whole new year, new me regime. Mm-hmm. But last year just got really crazy, didn't it? No, she's still on the way.
New year, same me.
Yeah, so your 2021 probably wasn't what you anticipated it was going to be, was it, Liz? Tell us a bit about kind of what happened in the course of the year and why suddenly.
Oh, I was like that then. I don't know what happened. our 2021 was a bit mad. So the Euros was coming up. Mm-hmm. And everyone started singing Hole Again Again. Hole Again Again.
Hole Again Again. The sequel to Hole Again.
And we were, it was great. So we got booked for, Tash and I got booked for a gig in Box Park in Croydon, wasn't it, Tash? And they were like, can you sing the Southgate version of Hole Again? And we were like, yeah, it's to a load of football fans. It's before the match starts. Of course we can. Oh my God, it just went viral. It was on the news. It was on like all the morning shows. We were like, oh, I wish I'd worn a different outfit. I was like, I wish I'd worn a different outfit. But anyway, you look fab, Tash. It was fine.
Yeah, it was mental. Like the atmosphere was electric. Everyone was just having a fabulous time. And we stayed, didn't we, to watch the match. And then obviously we won. And it all, we were like, oh, something special is happening. Yeah, we were just happy to be there and part of the day and see England win, you know, in a beautiful, patriotic environment. Little did we know that the next day the phones would be blazing and people like, basically people like, we want to release the song and we want it to be in the charts in 2 days. But we don't have a recorded version. We know we want you in the studio tonight. Okay.
And we've been talking,
that's how it happened.
Yeah, we've been talking to Jen about it all, about how mad it was and everything. And we'd all been sending videos of people singing it and stuff. So we've got a group chat that we talk and like to see if we can meet up for lunch or when Jen's over from Ibiza and stuff. And Tash just put on the group chat, Jen, do you want to do this? Do you want to record it? And she was like, ah, yeah. She said she was like a little bit hungover on the beach. So we said, we found a studio in Ibiza. Do you want to go? And she went, yeah, right. And that was it. So we're just like, we went to a studio in Tranmere, bit different to Ibiza. Mm-hmm. And she went to one, she went to one in Ibiza. And then that was it.
Yeah. In the space of 24 hours from doing that performance, you was all in the studio recording it. What? And I guess from there, it just becomes
its own thing,
viral,
didn't it?
Viral, yeah. It was everywhere, wasn't it? It was the sound of the year.
It was really exciting. I mean, I literally came home for the day, and it was like pack my case and go back to London. By the time I was on the train, the song had been released onto like iTunes and it was like number 24 in the charts. I was like, what the is going on here? By the time I got to London, we had a single in the charts that was like 20 or something. By the time I got to my flat, We were like in the top 15. It was just crazy. Me and Liz went live on Instagram. I was like, we need to talk. We need to talk, girl. Yeah. We need to talk. And everyone was just backing it when they were like, go on, girls. This is brilliant. And I think it was just nostalgic. And also, people love it when things just happen out of the blue. Like, who'd have thought that off the back of the football, Atomic Kitten would be kind of...
The two don't really come together, do they? But for this, it was like a real moment. It must have been, I guess in the midst of all the pandemic and everything that was happening, really exciting for you all to be doing that.
It was because we'd not long gone back to doing gigs. We'd only had a handful of gigs. It had been a really tough, 18 months. We hadn't gigged in God knows how long. And the next minute, we've got all this attention and we're gigging again and we're doing TV shows. And it really was like being in like 2001 again, because everyone wanted to talk to us. So we ended up with this promo schedule that was like every 15 minutes, one of us was doing an interview for a radio or TV. It was mental. I mean,
someone got an hour off to get the hair and makeup done for the TV later that day, so we'd like switch and swap. It was
so good.
Yeah, it was proper old school.
But it was 2001, though, wasn't it? Because Instagram and, social media, that is scary. Social media is so scary.
And very different to 2001.
Wow, yeah. I mean, we used to go on like the chat rooms on like our website on the internet, and that was it. And then you could turn it off and it would be on a very large computer in like a bathroom somewhere. It wouldn't be on here. Oh, that was tissue.
When we used to go to the record label, they'd be like, do you want to go into the chat room?
No.
I just thought it was weird. I was like, oh no, I don't want to do that. And now it's just there on your fingertips, isn't it? 24/7.
And the internet used to make that awful noise when you dialed up. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there was a funny, I think it was on some film or something, and they went back in time to like the 90s, and someone put like a floppy disk in a computer, and they went, and someone from the future was like, what's the computer doing? He went, loading. And they were just waiting there like that, and the fellas were like, what's happening? Even now, you're like, if something's not working, you're like, it's broken.
Yeah, we live in very different times. But I think the most exciting thing for you is that it's kind of like led to a resurgence and interest in what you ladies are up to, and the three of you are kind of back together. Is there any chance of new music? What are you thinking?
I personally would love to do new music. As much as I love Atomic Kitten classics, I'm ready to sing something new.
Yeah, fair.
But it's one of them things. Nothing has been planned. It was last minute. Would you like to go on tour with Blue? Yeah. So we're playing catch up. All of a sudden it's like, we need to make a plan. Jenny lives in a different country. Restrictions have been crazy. One minute they're full on, the next minute they're not. So we're kind of going week by week at the moment, but Jen is in the UK as of tomorrow. We've got a couple of photo shoots because we've got no promo pictures.
Pictures.
So we need to get some pictures done.
People keep using pictures, and I'm like, I mean, as much as I wish I look like that, it just can't pass. It just doesn't pass. My boobs were a lot higher then. So you've got to be realistic.
It's like the ultimate face tune now. How lovely is that?
Yeah. Well, apparently they don't do that for magazines, sadly, so whatever.
So the three of you are coming together, so you may be able to at least discuss it, or what are you thinking?
We will discuss it. We absolutely, of course, will discuss it, because we've had such lovely, lovely messages like from people just going, please do this, and it's all very exciting. We're just like, We'll discuss it between us, but it has to be something that all of us want to do. It has to be, fun for us. That's a major part that we keep talking about, is that, we want to be together. We want to be, do you remember that advert that used to say that? We want to be together in this. We want to have fun together. Mm-hmm. Because when we sort of finished, when we were in our mid-20s, it got stressful, and we don't want that now. We're all happy in our lives. Mm-hmm. So this is just something really, really fab for us to do. And we're all really excited about it. So as long as it keeps being nice and exciting, all good.
And also, it's also scary because there's always that feeling if we're going to release new music and I'd be like, oh, here they are with some music. Like, haven't they had their day? There's always that fear that people are going to like go, no, thank you.
But the thing is that if it's done right, I mean, you look at Steps, who've really managed to like bring it back. I mean, and their music's brilliant. I mean, like, if you're a pop fan, it's like brilliant, brilliant stuff they're bringing out. So I guess it, not only do you all have to do it, but you have to get the right songs, right? Like, it has to be all right in, at the same time.
Absolutely. I mean, I reckon we'll end up in a studio anyway, getting creative, because that's what we like to do. And then if something that is just explosive happens, then I'm sure we will run with it. But we have got the Blues Tour as well. Like, that's coming up in September.
Yeah, tell us a bit about that.
Oh, we have got the plans for that. We have the things that we're planning.
we feel it's our tour.
I know, yeah. I know, we can do it all. They might just be like, you're the support, shut up.
Like, how long have we got on stage and how many outfit changes can we have?
That's what we're talking about. We've already gone. So can we fit three and can we fit four? I mean, what do you think? It's, yeah, we've gone a bit mad so far.
No,
go on.
I was going to say, is one outfit change every 2 minutes too excessive?
I once saw Grace Jones perform and she did a new outfit for every song. So, I mean, it can be done.
I'm down. I'm up for that.
Do you think that...
It'll be like the Russian Dolls. We just have to have one outfit on over the other and just pull it off like that.
I would pay to see that. So did the Blue guys come to you and ask? You must have known them for a long time.
Yeah, we used to be on the same record company as them as well. So we've toured with them a lot, and they were just talking about it. I mean, the day we agreed was really funny. I'm really close to Anthony, and Anthony gave me a bell and he was just like, is it true? And I was like, yeah. And he went, oh my god, it's gonna be so much fun. So, you know, it's just nostalgic for all of us. It's so like, wow, we're all 20 again.
I had my hen do in August in Sushi Samba in London. Duncan was there and he was like, babe, you've got to come and support us on the tour. And I was like, no business tonight. I'm just dancing. I was like, leave me alone. And all he wants to do is talk about the tour. And I was like, I'm there.
You got a sneak peek then into that. Was actually Tasha's drunk voice. That's what she does.
Don't talk to me, I'm dancing.
That's Tasha's drunk voice.
And how was your big day? You looked incredible, by the way, can I say?
Oh, thank you. Honestly, it was a fairy tale. Everything was just beautiful. I mean, Lake Como is stunning. And we've got so many beautiful memories of that place. So to be married there, I mean, it's just gorgeous. We just knew it would look amazing. But to have all our like friends and family and the kids, and honestly, everything was just spot on. We were a bit nervous because we had all the restrictions, like only 2 weeks before we got married, you had to self-isolate in Italy for 5 days when you landed. And a lot of our guests were like, we can't take that much time off work. So we didn't know how many guests we were going to have, but then that got dropped, which was amazing. And the only other thing was the weather. Leading up to it, the weather was really bad. There was loads of thunderstorms and rain. And the day of the wedding, it was clear, beautiful. And then the next day, it had the biggest thunderstorm. We were like, thank you.
Yeah, honestly, that day was absolutely... But it wasn't even too hot, was it? Or too hot? It was just that gorgeous, you know, like early 20s, kind of nice. And then, like Tash says, absolutely, isn't it, down the next day.
No one was looking down on you. It was meant to be, babe.
Yeah. Oh, it was 100% meant to be.
Our final guest, Faye Winter, is here, so let's get her in.
Perfect.
Hi, darling. I'm coming on.
Hello,
I'm
babe. Here. All right?
Yeah, I'm good. You okay?
Really good, thanks, Mum. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, no, thanks for having me.
How are you doing, Faye? All good?
Yeah, good, thanks, love. You okay?
Very good. It must be a really exciting time for you. Not only has you obviously been all in Love Island, but now you've got MasterChef.
I know. I've done all right, haven't I?
How were you finding MasterChef?
Well, we finished... Sorry, I'm just going to stop my camera. We finished recording it, filming probably February.
Oh, so okay.
Yeah, so we've been waiting for it to come out for a long time. So now I'm just chilled. I'm like, I've done the stressful part. I'm all right. Yeah. Well, I say that. It depends what the edit comes out like, doesn't it?
Good point. Good
this
point.
This is always the thing. Are you much of a cook, though, Faye? Like, are you quite good with a saucepan and a spoon?
Absolutely not. I mean, I can like rustle something up from the freezer, but I'm a takeaway girl. I've always been a takeaway girl or take me out type of girl. No, I'm not one of these to sit at home. But now I'm like, oh no, you're doing this wrong, you're doing that wrong. Daddy's like, oh.
Did you learn some stuff from doing it then?
You learn so much, and I think that's the thing that actually surprised me the most. So even in like a short space of time, you learn so much, and I'm like, geez, I didn't even learn this much when I was in school. Oh, I knew it. Look at me now.
So week one, obviously, like you say, you're a freezer girl. There's one thing throwing some chips and fish fingers in the oven for half hour and then getting the Tommy K out. What do you do when they put you in the kitchen and like, right, cook something? Obviously, there's no McCain's, other brands are available, and no pot noodles that you can rustle out. What did you do? Did you kind of practice a bit before?
Well, I was like looking up recipes, like there's no tomorrow, like going into Tesco's and Asda, like looking at their little magazines. Like, oh my God, is there anything I can do
here?
A bit
of inspo.
Yeah, but I was like, I don't really know what to do. And the worst thing is you can't really prepare for half the challenges. So I was like, hang on a minute, like I could be doing one dish, but actually they're going to throw me a curveball and give me like a pork chop and I'd have no idea what to do with that.
And that's actually quite tricky pork, I think, to cook. It's a little bit too long and it goes like a leather boot.
Yeah, I know, a little bit too little and you can kill someone. It's a risky job,
yeah,
that.
Real balancing act.
Shits or death. What are you going to get?
I'm going for the death every time because I wear a lot of white.
So obviously you can't reveal how well you do, but are you happy, I guess, even getting on there and getting past, if you get past week one, I guess that's a bonus if you're a freezer girl. But are you happy with how you did?
I mean, like you say, to even get on the show was just mad. Like, I was like, me? And then obviously I walked in because they don't tell you who you're going to be filming with. I walk in like Paul Chuckles there and Danny from McFly. And I'm like, what the earth am I doing here? All I'm known for is a bloody old potty mouth. And I'm thinking to myself, oh no, I'm not going to have to just rustle up in the kitchen. I'm also going to have to rustle up my language. Oh,
oh yeah, and it's BBC as well, isn't it? So you've got to be careful.
Yeah, and it's not past 10 o'clock.
That's the thing as well. Do producers ask you, like obviously when your agent says, right, this job's coming, and you're then speaking to production, do they say, what's your cooking abilities? Do they ever see you cook before day one?
No. So they ask like what your cooking ability is. And like, don't get me wrong, I'm from like a very working class family. My mum cooked every night. We didn't go to fancy restaurants. My dad, I mean, he definitely was an old HGV lorry driver. So you can imagine like he wants a big old plate. And that's what we would establish a good restaurant to a bad restaurant for. Yeah. So I can't, like, my mum was like always good in the kitchen. So I kind of knew how to turn the oven on to 180. and that was really about it. And I was like, oh no, I told my mum I was doing it. And she was like, oh, you're going to embarrass me twice in a year. Great.
Well, I think that's amazing. When you're not particularly something like good at something, I think when you even try and you do it, I think that's off to you. That's amazing. To even give it a go thinking, right, I might be shit, I'm not the best here, but to still do it, that's off, babe.
I just feel like the last year has like surprised me so much. And I'm like, if you don't challenge yourself, you don't actually get pushed forward in life. Mm-hmm. So the last year for me, although I've been so uncomfortable from, you know, doing my first audition for Love Island to then going on and on screen and then doing red carpets, like, unless you push yourself out of your comfort zone, you're never going to grow. So I was like, oh, we'll just try it. Like, I mean, what's the worst that can happen? I can get kicked out on day one. Like, but at least I tried it. So yeah, I mean, what experience.
I can't wait to watch it.
What have you, did you watch the final of Love Island?
I did. Yeah, I haven't watched all of it the whole way through, but I was like, oh, I want to watch the final. I want to be like, oh, more so because I want to be bloody nosy. I don't want to hear out from the Daily Mail first. I want to know.
So what do you think of Davide and Ekin-Su winning?
Oh, I feel like they were all deserving winners. And, you know, everyone always says to us, like, to me and Teddy, like, oh, how do you feel about, like, not winning? And I'm like, yeah, but we did win. So
you actually found someone. Yeah.
Yeah. So actually, only because you win 50 grand doesn't mean that you actually win the show. Because if that's what you went on for, then obviously you won. But actually, if you went on there for the right reasons, then and you've come out with someone that you actually really adore, then you're actually a winner in your own right. So I think they're all deserving winners, to be fair.
Do you think as years go on, people are all going in for that reason to actually find love? Or do you think there's some that are looking for the blue tick, the clothing deal and the 50 grand at the end, which no tea, no shade. Some people will do what you want to do.
Some people have done very, very well from it. You know,
millionaires. I feel like,
like obviously, but it depends on what you judge success on, isn't it? Like I don't judge success on how much money I've got. And this world has definitely shown me that. I judge it on how happy I am. And I think to myself, actually, there's been like my darkest days coming out of Love Island. But yeah, some people definitely do go in there for that. And I think it's very telling now. Like I went in there with 1,000 followers. I took a sabbatical from work. I was like, I'm coming back. And then I was obviously in there for 8 weeks. But some people have already gone in there with management. They're already setting up deals behind. So they already know what they're going in there for. Mm. But I mean, from the back of it, I'm doing Celebrity MasterChef. Like, you know, I came out and I was very much like, I don't want to do like fast fashion. I that's not me. I don't really know. Like, and a lot of people said to me, like, Faye, we don't really know what to do with you because I want to do property. I want to do dogs. And that's what I'd done before. So, like, so yeah, it's just a bit of a strange one. But a lot of people do go in there now for that, for sure. But that's off to them. That's what they went in there for and they got it. Yeah. Who can judge them?
Yeah, definitely. I always think that the nicest stories are, though, the ones that find love. Do you know, for me, as someone, when you watch the show, the clue's in the title, isn't it? Love Island. Of course, amazing things come off the back of it. You get a profile. And of course, you can't knock people for that. But I think if you go in there with like organic reasons and you want to find someone, that comes across. And when someone does, what's better than that? Do you know what I mean? Like you say, that's better than splitting 50 grand between two people, 25 grand or finding love.
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, 25 grand is a hell of a lot of money, especially with what's going on in the world. Like, times are hard for people, so I'm not saying it's not. But love's nice.
Yeah, and do you know what? I went in the show with an open heart. I thought I had an open heart until I got in there and I was like, hang on a minute, this ain't what I signed up for. But, then, you know, I came out with exactly what I went in there for. And it's weird because that's what people always say to me, like, oh my God, you and Teddy. And I'm like, yeah, like we went in there. We were from completely different sides of the UK. We never would have met.
Never.
So we have to give everything and every thanks to Love Island. And I just hope that obviously, I kind of always hope everyone goes in there with the same kind of, I guess, initiative, but that's not all people go in there with. So, you know.
How are things with Teddy? Is he good?
Oh, he's great, isn't he? The thing is, everyone always says that to me, and I'm like, what? Do you want me one day to turn around and be like, do you know what? I actually got something to say. That everyone knows
number one,
like.
Number two.
Nah, he's lush and he's a bit all right.
So you've basically been together a year now, right?
A year. Yeah, we've been together a year. It's mad. I'm like, hang on a minute. Hang on, I've moved out of Devon. And now I'm in like a proper relationship. I'm like, where's my ring?
Is that the next stage, do you think?
I don't know. I'll leave it up to him, I suppose. I've got to let him do something.
Have you dropped a few hints, though?
Oh, only like every day where I'm like that.
And do you know showing the ring you want? Do you know the shape, the size? Are you like, you know, one of these you strategically scroll and go, no ring, lovely. Zoom
no,
in.
Don't do it on the phone, but if we do see someone, I'm like, oh, look at her ring. And he's like, oh, yeah, that's a nice ring. I'm like, yeah, I want it bigger.
That's such a like low-key reaction. Yeah, that's a really nice ring. You're like, okay, and then? Yeah, and then what now?
Want to go to the jewellers tomorrow?
Like, oh, what a lovely teardrop.
Obviously, there's no pressure on him.
Fair. Well, Faye, thank you so much for joining us this evening. Really appreciate it. And can't wait to see your MasterChef. Sounds like some good
tip. Thanks, can't wait to see you guys
do some fish fingers and chips.
Yeah, that's one of your beans on toast.
Delish. Who doesn't want that?
Thanks for joining us. Bye, Faye.
We have an exciting show coming up today. We've got RuPaul's Drag Race UK Series 3. That is a mouthful. Victoria Scone. Tell us about your tour. You're on tour at the moment, aren't you?
Yes, I'm on tour. It's called Jam Packed. Going all over the UK. Well, a few dates. it's been amazing. I absolutely love being on tour, so it's everything that I would have wanted and more. And London is this Saturday, so the little gap. Well, the last show we just did was, where was it? We started in Newcastle, then Manchester, Birmingham, Southampton, because that's where I'm kind of originally from. So my parents were there.
Oh, I'm originally not far from Southampton.
Oh, where are you from?
Fareham.
Oh, my parents live in Fareham.
Oh, well, then you know the joys of a trip to Fareham now and again.
Yes. They live in Stubbington.
No, that's where I went to school.
Oh, that's where I went to school. Crofton.
Yeah, you went to Crofton. So did I.
I lived opposite Crofton.
No way. By the Happy Shopper.
Yeah, that was my neighbours. I'm serious. Our house was next to the airfield, so it's like airfield. Our
yeah,
house.
By David.
And we used to have a giant. Wait, how old are you?
I'm 36.
No, I'm 28.
So we would have just probably just missed each other, I guess.
Yeah. Did you have
that is insane.
That's really weird.
Sorry, Bob.
That's all right, but love it. Catch up. Did you have similar teachers?
Yeah. Who did you have?
this is an unexpected turn of events. My form tutor was Mr. Milliken.
Yeah, we had Mr. Milliken. Mr. Mill.
Yeah, Mr. Mill. Yeah.
My art. So mine was Mrs. Haywood, the art teacher.
Don't think she was there when I was there.
Okay. Don't think who would have been.
That is crazy. I had no idea. Wow.
Yeah. That's weird.
More wild.
Yeah, there you go.
Really, you know the pub, the Golden Bowler.
Yeah.
That's like where my parents live, opposite that pub.
Oh, on the nice estate around there. Well, it looks nice. I used to work at the Osborne View.
So did I.
This is insane.
For a long time, and the manager lived on like that area opposite the Golden Bowler.
Oh my god, this is so weird.
I worked in the Osborne View for years.
Like, wow, I used to do this. Sorry, Bob. This is completely.
I apologize. I love
extremely
it.
Bizarre. But now, well, there we go. Who knew we had such a connection, Victoria? I mean, this is
might have worked the Osborne View at the same time.
Maybe. I guess I would have finished in about 2005.
So I don't know. I think I was like quite young when I started. I have to ask my parents, but. Weird. And I remember working there on Christmas Eve. No, wow. Christmas Day. Because I did Christmas Day, didn't I?
Make sure you follow me on socials because we're going to have to discuss this a little bit further. It's very exciting.
That is weird.
So the tour is coming to London.
I don't know. I'm not interested in that anymore.
what are you doing? What are you doing? What's happening on the tour? Is it lots of lip syncing performance? What's going on?
How dare you? I do not lip sync. I sing live, so all live singing. I do about bloody 14 songs. But in London, there's like lots more guest acts as well. Because, you know, what's the point in me having success and performing if I'm not bringing other people up with me? So, you know, they can get the opportunity to perform at the Clapham Grand, because I love the Clapham Grand. It's such a good venue. It's massive. And it's just such a good atmosphere, good energy, great like sound system and lighting and everything. So yeah, I think we've got about 6 or 7 guest acts. We've got drag kings, drag queens. My drag daughter's going to be there from Cardiff Marmalade.
Oh, awesome. Oh. Yeah. I think one of the most interesting things about you taking part in Drag Race has obviously been the fact that you're the first cisgender woman to do so. Do you think that you've been given sort of an opportunity to open things up, or is it to various kinds of drag, or are you just kind of thinking, this is what I'm about, and if anything good comes, that's great.
I've definitely had more opportunity to open up.
Well, yes, I'm sure you have, yeah.
I think it has, but not even necessarily for myself, but it sort of opened other people's eyes up. Like, at first people were like, oh, I'm not sure, you know, I didn't think that was, you know, really a legitimate thing, like a cis woman doing drag. But then so many people, this is not just me saying it, have said that, like, oh, I saw you on Drag Race and then you changed my mind. I'm like, that's mad to me that you think quite little of me has done that. But great, because, you know, I was fabulous on Drag Race, but I was even more fabulous, you know, I was just as fabulous before. So, you know, nothing's changed. I'm still doing the same old 10 songs.
like any drag queen, basically.
Exactly. You pick your songs and you sit with them. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
So, was the feedback positive on social media?
Yes, you know, I was actually prepared for the very, very worst. I was like, you know, I'm going in as this sacrificial lamb, almost, and I'm going to get all this negativity, but not really necessarily a lot. At first, it was a bit like, oh, you know, Drag Race is changing, you know, this isn't drag. But then again, like, once people saw it, then they kind of realised, well, it is drag. You know, drag isn't specifically what's between your legs. It's, for me, it's about the entertainment of it and, yeah, you know, what you do with the drag. It's not even really just about the look. It's, you know, lip syncing or singing. Not lip syncing. I love watching lip syncing. I'm just awful at it myself, as we found out yesterday, because I was filming something for Lawrence and I cannot lip sync. It's an art to get the timing and, like, remember the words. At least if I sing, I can make up the words and you don't know if they're right or wrong.
That's very, a very
good point.
Yeah, that is a very good point. Yeah.
Yeah.
obviously you went out of Drag Race in a way that you wouldn't have intended, but considering that you did and the way that it happened, are you pleased with how things have gone since?
Well, lots of people tell me that after I left, they didn't watch anymore. So maybe I lucked out and it was all meant to happen. No, I don't. At the time, it was very traumatising and horrible, horrible. I really felt like I'd let myself down, I'd let the team down, I'd let cis women in drag down. It was horrible, but I think now time has passed. Everything does happen for, I have to tell myself that, you know, everything happens for a reason. Something good will come of this. Well, mm-hmm. Amazing things have come of this already, you know. I wouldn't be talking to you both now if I hadn't gone in the first place. So yeah, something good's in store, whatever that may be. Yeah.
Absolutely. And Bo, what are your thoughts on Drag Race UK versus the world?
Oh, I'm very excited. They came out today, didn't they? Yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, the girls we've got representing are strong girls, repping the UK.
Do you know any of them?
I've met all of them and worked with a few of them. Bag of Chips was sort of there at the Two Brewers the first time I ever did drag.
Oh, really?
She loves to drink, her bag. She's like trying to get in me taxi.
Seen her out about.
Yes. Trying to get in me taxi after the gig to come and party with me, which is lovely. Bago I've known literally since day dot, when I started in about 2017 or so. Bago makes great TV. I can't wait for it.
Yeah,
when not is long it coming to... out? Is it February?
February 1st, yeah.
1st?
Yeah.
On the telly? On the actual telly?
on the actual telly, yeah.
From the lineup that we've seen that's been announced now, who, if I had to say, who's your money on, if you were to just predict a winner out of everyone, doesn't just have to be one of the UK queens.
Blum and Juju B has done every single other season.
I was talking about that at the beginning of the show. I was like, I mean, she really does put the effort in. She probably deserves it.
At this point, just give her the crown.
Just end the show now, at the crown.
Yeah. Surely she's going to, like, take over RuPaul when, you know, in 50,000 years when RuPaul decides to finally stop doing it. So I'd say either Juju B. I really love Blue Hydrangea. I think she's got amazing makeup skills and looks. I'm really excited to see what she brings. I think I'll say either of those two would be my guess. Yes, and I noticed that Monique Carr has changed her name to Mo Hart.
Yeah, I was a bit confused by that as well. I don't know why, if there's a reason behind it. Yeah, I don't know. It's quite cool. I think if you change your drag name, it can be quite a big deal, right? Because people know you as that. They're looking for you as that. Mm-hmm. I wonder if there's some reason behind it. I don't know. Maybe you got sued or something. Maybe it was a copyright issue.
There was already someone called Minnie Cut.
Yeah.
Just couldn't get the Instagram handle.
Yeah. So you've got, like you said, you've got your London date. What else have you got kind of planned for the rest of the year? Are you hopefully trying to avoid COVID, I guess? That's one thing.
Well, I had it again 2 weeks ago.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Yeah, just over 2 weeks. So luckily I can't get it, at least hopefully they say, for like at least 3 months. But I've got a booster tomorrow. That's fun.
Oh, exciting. Yeah.
And then for the rest of the year, I've just got, you know, gigs. I've got quite a few social media campaigns, which is very exciting, filming a few bits and bobs. And then obviously the season 3 tour starts, I believe in, I'm going to say it wrong, it's either, I don't know, actually, maybe it's like September or October, one of those two dates. And that's when we really travel the UK for like a solid month as a cast. The UK 2 one starts literally next week, I think.
Oh, does it? Blimey.
Yeah, can you believe they haven't even done that one yet?
I know. I mean, that was literally a year ago that was on, right? Everything's all gone. The last couple of years have all blended into one. I can't really remember when everything was.
They have. But yes, you're right. It was a year ago. Because when we went to film season 3, we still didn't know who'd won season 2.
Right, blimey, yeah.
Yes, crazy time.
And what is RuPaul really like? I assume lots of, when you're actually filming, you don't really see him that much, but what's he really like on set?
I really enjoyed Ru's presence. I think Ru's definitely a businesswoman. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just very, very, very good at her job. It's a well-oiled machine now, Drag Race. She knows what she's doing. I think she's really funny. And I think she found me funny. Like, the first thing we did was that Dirty Charades.
Oh, yeah.
She was wetting herself laughing. They had to cut out the laughter. It just went on and on and on. Days over there.
All right, Victoria. Yeah.
So I think we sort of have maybe a similar sense of humour. Ru loves the British sense of humour. Loves it.
Yeah, I mean, and that's something, I think that's why he's so keen on the UK series, right? Like, I mean, he doesn't appear in every series around the world, but the British one, you know, he doesn't do Canada, he doesn't do Netherlands or any of those, but he does do UK, and I think that's probably for that reason. And also the talent, I think the UK talent really does like stand out, and I think it was really exciting to have you as part of that, and obviously really, and especially because you went to the same school as me. but it was obviously a disappointing what happened to you. Are we going to see you in the next series?
I mean, I would come back. I'd love to come back if they had me. You know, if I were to be going back, I'd be signed to a very strict NDA and wouldn't be able to confirm or deny. But
of course.
I, you know, it's not even necessarily that I would have had any, you know, unfinished business or anything to prove. I think I proved what I wanted to prove. But, you know, if given the chance, I would love to give it a fair shot without a dodgy knee.
Right. Well, we've got one half of our first guests here. We've got Diana from Dated and Related. So let's get her in. And then when Nina's here, we'll get her in too.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, you are both together. That's great. So explain to us a bit about the show to anyone who doesn't know it.
So basically, the show is about siblings helping each other and wingmanning each other, finding love. So this show is more about not you only finding love, but you have to focus on your sibling. So it's kind of like a plot twist. It's not only for you to find love. You can't be selfish. You need to make sure your sibling gets a partner as well.
And do you both have similar taste in partners?
Usually not, but like right now, it's starting to merge, which is a bit annoying.
And is that a plus or is that a negative?
I think it's a bad thing because now we're competing with someone who looks exactly the same as you.
Yeah.
Nice, all down to personality, guys.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, fair point. So what made you want to sign up? Because, I mean, it's a little bit of a risk to get your sibling involved in your dating life, isn't it?
Well, for us, it's not a risk because in real life, outside the villa, we do this on a daily basis. We always go on double dates. We don't like to go like alone to meet a guy. So when we do meet a guy, we usually tag along, you know what I mean? So for us, this was like a no-brainer. It was a perfect thing for us to do because we thought, now we can just do it on TV.
And how did you find the whole filming process?
The filming process was...
They were filming 24/7. It was a lot of filming. No breaks.
Yeah, it was intense, but the thing is, you kind of forget the cameras are there. If you know what I mean. So, I don't know.
We did enjoy it because eventually you forget that the cameras are there. So, you're just living life in a nice villa and you have someone that you like around. So, it was quite nice.
Yeah.
And are you happy with how it all went? Is there anything you would change?
I don't think we would change anything.
There's nothing we could change, but basically what I wish we did have was probably more time in the villa.
Yeah.
So how long were you there in total for?
I think
3 weeks.
It was all in all 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So it's like a nice long holiday, really, but being filmed.
Yeah, it was. It was nice. It's like basically going into a villa with a bunch of strangers you have no idea who is, and then...
Which was obviously a bit scary.
Yeah.
The thought it was a bit nerve-wracking, but we managed fine, I think.
And it was so like that's why it was also good to have your sibling there, because you're walking into
blindness.
Yeah, with someone at least.
And how has life been post-filming? Have you been like recognized and stuff like that?
Yeah, we have. And we find it so sweet because for us, it means just like people are watching the show, which is great.
And they're like, oh, I really loved you on the show. So that's really cute. And it's like a lot of cute girls. So
yeah, mostly like teenagers and stuff. So it's really sweet.
And they're asking for like pictures and stuff. It's so sweet.
Yeah.
And the thing is, we get recognized a lot together, but when we're separate,
people don't really recognize us when we are separate.
That's such a good point, because I think, that's something you kind of forget. Like, because you now come as a package, if you see just one, people don't recognize you as much. I can understand that. Have you had any bad comments on people who said, or, you know, on social media or anything like that? Any trolling?
I think not on Instagram, but I've seen like, oh, your Nina is a bit toxic comments, but that's just, I don't know.
Yeah, we've seen some like comments, not on our specific social media platforms like TikTok and Instagram, we haven't, but I think like other places on other people's pages, maybe like they're toxic or.
Sorry, I'm
trying to
move this
up. That's okay.
Yeah. So not really. We've mostly got support, which is really good.
And people have created like fan pages of us, which is so sweet.
Yeah, fan pages,
Yeah,
it's all this cute content. I'm like, can we post this picture?
Yeah, they're making like so many nice content. The first like remixing stuff that happened in the villa, which is sweet to see.
So what's next for you girls? Have you got anything planned in the pipeline?
So we're going to obviously focus on our social media platforms, and then we're going to create a YouTube channel as well, but that will come eventually in the future. But yeah, we have like, that's the main focus right now.
Yeah, definitely focus on social media and go from there. A lot of our followers, they love watching us like do things on the daily and like talk about makeup, hair,
skin, like acne problems.
So we do like to interact with our audience in terms of that. So definitely that's probably where we're going to head.
And did you do a lot of that before?
Yeah, but it was just like between us. But now I can share that with people on a huge platform and just get feedback, get other tips. So it's just amazing to have that interaction that we didn't have before.
Yeah, that's one of the best things about doing these kind of shows is that it gives you such a big platform, doesn't it?
With all that interaction.
And you get so much tips back as well, which is great.
So I can just go online and be like, guys, I need help with this. And I'll get like 200 messages with actual help.
Yeah.
I could do with that. So are you both dating now? Did you meet people on the show? What happened?
Have you watched it?
No, I haven't seen it yet. This is why I'm so,
I haven't watched it.
Yeah. I've seen some clips, but I haven't watched the whole thing.
Do you want me to spoil this for you or no?
No, don't spoil it. But
yeah, just spoil it for him. What I can say is like, yeah, we did meet people on the show,
but don't say anything else than that. Like what else happened maybe.
And I can say we're still in contact with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're still in contact with them.
Okay. Got it. Well,
still in contact as in the odd message or still in contact.
As a man,
physically.
maybe some cheeky kisses here and there.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, and this is both of you, is it?
No, more than one of us.
More me.
Okay, interesting. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's definitely like brave of you. What did you have any other family or friends who sort of had something to say about you both doing it together?
So I think all my friends definitely said this is a good opportunity for you, both of you, because you actually get to experience this together, and they all know that we always like we are always together. So for them it was like, this is the no-brainer. Yeah, this is like the perfect thing for you guys to do, because you guys never leave each other, like you never leave each other, so you should just do this. Yeah,
I'm impressed. Do you think you'd do any more reality shows after this, or do you think you would just want to focus on the social media stuff?
I think we do love it. Yeah, we're open. Like, we love being on TV. It comes natural to us. So, we don't want to close that door.
Yeah, definitely not.
And it was such a great experience as well. And you develop so much as a person as well. You become more confident. You become more outspoken. It's just like a good experience.
Yeah.
And obviously, away from the show, you're siblings, twins, like, does that cause any problems in your life, or are you I can tell you sort of finish each other's sentences. Yeah. You obviously
we don't do that on purpose,
but I've seen that a lot with twins that are on TV, and even ones that I know, like, yeah. What's it like living as a twin? I guess don't know any different.
Yeah, that's the thing, we don't know any different. It's just like crazy.
It can be tough sometimes because we
have to get along, you know what I mean, like,
because we're with each other 24/7. And when I say 24/7, it's 24/7.
And we need to communicate at all times as well, because we share a closet, we share a social media.
And everything we do is like, if we go to a meeting, it's together. So if we have an argument, we need to just squash it straight away, because we don't have time to argue, because we have stuff to do. So it is...
So we need to just like leave that behind. We'll argue maybe later when we've done our like things for the day, and then we'll maybe do that.
It's like being in a relationship.
Yeah. So...
It is.
Yeah, it's like you have to get along. It's like
you're married.
It's tough.
Is it true what people say? Like, do you feel each other's pain? If one of you treads on a plug, does the other one feel it?
But not like from. For example, if she's hurt from far distance, I'm not going to feel it like that. But if I see it, I feel it as if it's me, and then I will really act on my emotions based on what has happened.
Yeah, like if I'm in pain, she's in pain mentally. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
It must be lovely to, because I get there's no bond like having a twin, I guess. I mean, I haven't got one, but I bet it's a lovely thing.
No, it is. That's why, like, throughout, like, our lives, it's like, oh, we don't really need a boyfriend. It's always been like that, because we have each other, and we don't need a best friend because we have each other. So,
and even if we have a best friend, we'll share that best friend.
And I always used to think it must be so lovely. I mean, especially if you've got a twin of the same gender, where because I think double your wardrobe.
Yeah.
Nice. So double shoes, double clothes.
Exactly.
Happy days.
Yeah. So if we need, like, if we want a pair of shoes, I'm like, okay, I'm going to buy them. And then you buy those, and we have both of them.
Yeah.
Goals.
Yeah, totally. Right? That. But what are the things that you disagree about the most?
What do we disagree about the most? It's mostly like, it's mostly stuff like the silliest things, like, can you put this away? Or it's like, oh, you didn't clean this up. It's like,
is this your plate?
You know, yeah, what I mean? It's like the silliest stuff. We don't really have like huge arguments
we don't disagree on things in life, though. We have the same opinion usually.
Yeah, same viewpoint on things. So
that makes sense if you live together and, you know, now work together and all of that, because how would you ever?
It's because
we're outside that circle.
The thing is, we're tag team. So if I do something, she will do like another thing.
We're a great team together.
Yeah. Like, together we're very efficient.
Who's the messy one?
Yeah. I'm not messy, though. I'm not messy. I'm just messier.
Messier.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't think I would. I don't think. I mean, I love my sister, but I don't think I'd want to be with her 24/7. And I think she'd say exactly the same of me. Really?
I couldn't imagine being like
without you.
Without, yeah, like
even like, because I lived a year in Paris and she lived here for a year, and we were on the phone 24/7 until we fell asleep.
Yeah.
That is just crazy. It's like a marriage almost.
That's why it's really hard for people to come into our lives.
Yeah.
Because we're so strong together. It takes a really strong person to really like hang out with us and like be with us or be her boyfriend or my boyfriend.
It's just like we've never met anyone like us. And when we went on the show,
we actually did.
We met ourselves in
male version, basically. Yeah. So another set of twins with the same kind of bond as us, and just approaching them and having a conversation with them was like seeing, it's us. Like talking to two people. It's like,
yeah, it was like when, seeing, yeah, it's like seeing us. Like we talk to two people and then two people come back at you with their comments. You know what I mean? Like,
and that's when we realized, like, wow, that's how people, intimidating. That's how people look at us kind of thing. Cause we all have the same opinion.
Could you see yourself marrying twins?
No, that's going to be so tough.
That's going to be
going to be hard. I'm not going to lie. It's really hard.
Barely survived the villa.
Yeah, we barely survived like the villa.
Yeah,
watch this space.
Yeah. Who knows? It might happen. Well, Nina Dunner from Dated and Related, thank you so much for joining us this evening, and hope your day of interviews comes to an end soon, because I know that can be quite intense.
Thank you for having us. Yeah.
Thank you so
You're
much.
Welcome. Take care, girls.
Bye.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Our next guest, James Tindall, is here, so let's get him for a little chat.
Let's go.
Hello.
All right, mate. How you been, lads?
Been really good. Yeah. Yeah, all systems go. There's a lot going on.
Oh, God. Oh, tell us all about it. Slim MMA.
Yeah, Slim MMA. So originally, when it first started, how many weeks ago was it? Like eight weeks ago, something like that. They contacted us to do it then, but I couldn't do it because I already had filming commitments. So I've actually been away filming a different show. I've come back. They've offered us it again. Obviously, 3.5 weeks notice, and I'm ready. I'm
in there.
Yeah. Do you know what? I don't think there's a lot of people would take a fight in 3 weeks notice.
No,
like,
no.
I've been offered these in the past, various different shows, like boxing ones, MMA ones, and I've always been like, it hasn't worked with my schedule, and I've always thought I need a good, solid camp. I want to be in there for a couple of months, make sure everything's good. And then I kind of just forgot about that plan coming into this one. I was like, right, the opportunity's there. It's lucky. Like, we're sound, do you know what I mean? Like we know each other from being out and about. We've been on a few nights out together. But obviously, this is a completely different kettle of fish, isn't it? We're not in a pub getting drunk together. It's... in a ring. We're in a ring trying to batter each other. So
explain a bit about what MMA is for anyone that doesn't know.
Yeah, MMA is just mixed martial arts. So it's like punching, kicking, knees, wrestling, jiu-jitsu. So like different locks on the floor and stuff.
Proper naughty.
It's entertaining. So majority of people taking it on a three week kind of notice would be absolutely mad. But do you know what? I feel really confident. I've done bits of kickboxing from when I was a kid, but obviously since coming into TV, and I've been too busy to kind of keep all that side up. I never had any fights or anything.
Are you quite scrappy, though? Like, the fact that you've done it as a kid, you can look after yourself. So even though you've got 3 weeks, obviously, you've either got the world's biggest balls, or you're very confident that you've got to get in there and do well.
It's a bit of both, really. They are kind of big, like. To be honest, when I actually started Geordie Shaw, I remember getting sat down and I got a telling off, really, because when I started Geordie Shaw before that, me and my friends were a bit... like, we're out a lot, and obviously young lads, you get into bother. Nine times out of 10, it was over girls. So I wasn't shy of a scrap, put it that way. And then when we first started doing Geordie Shaw, I thought it was just normal, and we were filming one of the first nights, and someone said something to us, and I ended up going for them in the nightclub. and I ended up getting in trouble from it. And then since then, I've just been, like, best behaviour and, like, just dead calm. But... I've still got it in us, and I think if it's going to be in a ring, it's a good time for it. Really, I'll let it out for one night.
And it's over at Wembley, and you ain't got long. 24th of June.
24th of June at Wembley. That was another reason why I wanted to do it, because I thought, how many people can say they've had a fight at Wembley? And I was like,
good point. So maybe outside the
station. Yeah. Train station.
Exactly. I was like, if I'm going to do it, this is the one. I know I haven't got much time, but I'm going to make sure in this next few weeks I'm doing everything that I can to get ready for it. So I've literally just finished training before. I'm doing like 5 hours a day at the minute.
Jeez, that's a lot.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
That's like Strictly Come Dancing levels of, like.
Yeah, honestly, I'm turning up to the gym And the rest of my team aren't turning up for an hour or so later. And they're like, why are you here already? I'm like, I need the extra work. I'll say they've all had more time than me. I need to catch up. But
you're in good nick, James, already. Yeah. Let's have it right. You ain't in bad nick.
Yeah, I'm fit. It's just obviously putting everything together. And most of all, I think it's getting in the mindset. So it's kind of just getting a plan together, focusing on that for the next few weeks and on the night, getting the job done. I'm feeling confident, I must say.
Are you not worried about Lockie then?
Do you know what? I like Lockie, and I think it's going to be a good fight because I think we're both big lads. So obviously, like, all it can take is one punch, and like we're both big, we'll both have power. It's just down to who wants it more on the night. I haven't seen him training. I wish I could. He hasn't posted anything. I've been asking people. I'm like, oh, is he any good? Then is he any good?
Is everyone keeping it on the DL then? Is no one seeing each other's training?
I mean, I'm hearing good things about me, so I don't know if they're just gassing us up a little bit or whether it's looking good.
Because it's being filmed, isn't it, James? Is it going to be on TV?
Yeah, so everything's being filmed. And I think the plan with it is to release it at a later date. So, but for me, I'm just turning up the training, giving it everything I can. And then I've got my eyes set on this 24th of June. I'm ready for it. So like me and Lockie, I've noticed, we haven't spoke. So like we'd often like speaking that odd reply to a story or something. We haven't spoke a word since we got told it was the fight. We're just like, no.
This is like a heavyweight championship or something, like, you know, proper like Manny Pacquiao or something.
Yeah. I guess a lot of it is in the head. I guess a lot of it's before even the night, isn't it? You've got to be in the right headspace. I mean, not I've ever had an MMA say shocker that. I bet you're shocked, James. I bet you're glad you ate me.
Yeah, I'm I definitely wouldn't have turned. I'd have needed more than 12 weeks if it was you. I'd have needed 12, yeah?
Who are the other celebs taking part? Because it's not just you and Luck, is it?
Yeah, so Callum Weekender, he's fighting James English. Theo Campbell from Love Island, he's fighting... what's the lad's name? He's like an actor from Essex. He's done all the naughty gangster films and that. I'm trying to think of his name. I haven't met him in person yet.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. Who else? There's a few girls fighting on the night.
It's something for everyone, basically.
It's gonna be mint. I've heard there's gonna be like live entertainment on. There's gonna be like a good act performing as well. In between the fights, but obviously my fight's the main card fight, so mine's the last fight of the night, so I'm going to be backstage. I'm going to be maybe it's got a screen there watching how the other people go on, and I'm just going to be dying to get in there. Like, it sounds strange. I think you either like it or you don't. You like being punched in the face or you think it's the worst thing in the world, and for some reason I like it. I don't know why. I don't mind it.
That's because you can probably take a punch, I'm guessing. Yeah. Whereas I'd be in the first Uber home,
into the ring, straight back out into the Uber.
Get up, have a lovely photo taken. What are you putting on your shorts? Is it like boxing where you design your own shorts?
So I think they've got plans for shorts, obviously with sponsors and stuff, them logos will be going on as well. But this is my first week, so I'm kind of like new to all of that. I'm more focused on my fighting and getting ready
than
for
what
that
you're thing. Wearing.
Well, fine, wearing.
That's the guy in me. What are you gonna wear?
What am I gonna wear? I need matching accessories.
Exactly. Match up. Do you wear the
gloves?
The gloves.
Yeah. So what are they called? Those things on your hands? Yeah, those things.
Yeah. So they're not like boxing gloves. They're like open hand ones.
Like the wraparound ones, are they? Like
No, the like Todd
like golfing gloves, like driving gloves.
Like fingerless ones, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Well, best of luck with it, James. I'm sure you're going to do well.
Do you know what? It sounds weird, but I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, we can't wait to see how you do.
I think I'm a madman.
Yeah, you seem like you've got a good mentality for it. And I think it's going to be a hard one. Obviously, I know Lockie well. He's a big boy.
He's a big lad, I know. But that's what I want. Like, I would hate to be partnered up with someone that I knew, like, oh, there's no point in it happening. Whereas I feel like we're a good match for the same weight. He's a bit taller, but I think I'm stronger.
No shit.
I'll just drop that in there.
What's this space?
James, well, thank you so much for joining us, Stephen. Best of luck with it, because, well, it doesn't sound like you need it, but you know, you never know. Break a leg.
Oh, hopefully not. I've done that on Geordie Shore in Mexico
that was a long time ago. We hope that you enjoyed our 2022 look back. We'll be back in the new year for a brand new series of Actors All Areas.
Merry Christmas, everyone, and have a wonderful new year.
Merry Christmas.